Welcome to the marvelous ones. As Warren's probably Facebook Living us.
I am.
Making fun of us. Yeah, and notice he didn't turn the camera on himself. Dirtbag.
Dirtbag.
Dirtbag Maximus.
Prime.
Dirtbag Maximus Prime.
Dirtbag to the rescue.
Megatronimus Prime.
I didn't sign a release.
Yes.
I've talked to my agent managers.
Yeah, I mean, he is.
You have a release as soon as you walk through the door.
No, we actually don't.
I don't.
We will now, though.
I don't want to see either of you release.
I will release when you walk through the door.
The institution has refused to release me.
Yes, and they should. It kind of took the music out really quick, didn't I?
A little bit. Just sort of went dead, but it's all right.
All right. Well, okay. I'm sorry about that. We got a bunch of things to talk about.
Do we?
I think so. Phil's conspiracy theory number 2, 3, 6. What are we up to?
What's 22. Next after that?
22.
Wow. You don't even want to hear that. I'm predicting Ant-Man plays a big part in Avengers 4.
Oh, I thought we were going to get another Hulk.
No.
Conspiracy.
Ant-Man, big theory. Part of Avengers 4.
I have a little bit to add on about Hulk.
You two are obsessed. I don't know what's going on.
No, you guys were talking about why he got sent to Earth instead of Thor.
That was like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Well, I actually found out where there was a specific reason.
Because it was in the script.
It was in the script.
Someone wrote it.
But also because
people.
They didn't use the building, whatever that area is called, where he sticks a sword into the, and he's, twists it and sends them out that way. He had to use dark magic. If you remember in the first Thor, when Thor's cast out of Asgard, he almost dies when he lands on Earth. He's very weak. He can't hardly move, and he passes out. Well, that's because the dark magic was used. Heimdall decides that he's got to rescue somebody, but he can't do Thor because Thor's too weak from fighting Thanos.
So he sends the knocked out Hulk.
So he sends the knocked out Hulk, who turns into Banner because of the dark magic.
I don't know. There's a line of nerddom. I think Warren, you've passed. And
Warren again, has.
I don't know. I don't know if we can go into this zone. It's making me. I feel like a bully.
Let's walk away from that.
Moving along.
Let's go back to Ant-Man.
Okay, Ant-Man, Goliath, Yellowjacket, all those guys.
I'm just talking Ant-Man. I don't know what happened to the Wasp.
I love the new trailer.
Right? In the new trailer.
People. That was last week.
That was last week. But in the new trailer, it says Earth's biggest hope might be its mightiest hero. I mean, little tiniest hero.
Uh-huh.
Or something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are they talking about this whole
And by the
Ant-Man
way, that's Phil's opening line at bars.
Oh my God, I met the perfect woman for me this week. We could get in that off the air. But it literally has something to do with that.
I apologize to all our listeners.
Yes. So he also has a dream in that movie. There's a dream sequence in the trailer about saving the world and a battle.
When was this trailer? I don't remember.
The one we watched 2 weeks ago.
I don't remember a dream.
Are we going to have to... Do you want to pause the show?
No, just tell us the dream. I don't remember
the
dream.
I don't remember
sequence.
The exact details of it, but it's about like
Are you sure it was a dream?
Something.
I don't remember that either.
Did you have a dream, Phil?
Do you guys not pay attention?
Is this where the giant Pez comes out, or is it the giant soul shaker?
Are you Martin Luther King?
You know, right now, both of you are getting muted because... All right, I unmuted you because I can't do the show alone. But...
He's tried.
I've tried. It's bad. But anyways, I have a feeling that Ant-Man actually plays a pretty decent part in Avengers 4.
I'm sure he does. Him and I bet you Hawkeye does some kind of something.
I read something that Hawkeye's going to turn into...
Captain America?
No. Ronin.
Who the hell is Ronin?
Ronin the...
Because wait, it wasn't
Ronin,
wasn't...
Ronin was one of the alter egos...
Of.
And where she doesn't align with the Avengers or anything, so instead of being Hawkeye, he becomes Ronin.
Well, just he wears a dark suit shooting arrows?
Yes.
Yeah, but they showed... it was like a samurai or something, right? Wasn't Ronin a... Maybe not.
Because, I mean, wasn't Hawkeye... He used to be in that whole Pym project, but it was not doing good to his body, so he became Hawkeye.
Ronin in real life is a samurai. Yeah, well...
In real life, Ronin is a samurai who is unaligned with a...
Well, that's real life.
Yeah, that's real life. So anyways, there's a picture floating around on the interwebs of the guy that plays Hawkeye. Jeremy whatever.
Renner.
Renner, thank you.
Or Renner.
Coming out of one of the shooting things with pants that on the lower part below the knee have like V shapes on them going down, which is part of Ronan's costume.
Well, was he in any of the concept art where you developed your Hawkeye Hulk theories?
No.
Yes, he was in there. And he had a weird goatee.
Oh, yes, he did.
Yeah, I said he looked more like Hawkeye from, or more like the Green Arrow than he did Hawkeye.
Yes, and we pummeled you for making a DC reference during a Marvel topic. But anyways.
We did?
No, I don't think we did.
We didn't. We should have.
Liar.
We should have.
I don't disagree.
So anyways, I just, I think Ant-Man's going to have a big part in Avengers 4.
What about Wasp?
I think that was probably pretty evident before you even came up with the great
No, because he wasn't in Avengers really 3 at all.
No. But we know that there's not that many heroes left, and there a lot of them aren't even on
and
Earth.
And some of them are going to have to be funny.
Trivia, with the introduction of Wasp, that's the final original Avenger from the comic books to finally make it.
Yeah.
Yes.
On the big
screen.
But
I don't know if she makes it on the big screen.
I think she will.
I don't know. So, hottie alert. You ready for a hottie alert?
I'm always ready.
Hottie alert. The ghost character that we were talking about last week that we didn't know much about. So here's a little, I did a little
research.
She looked
familiar in retrospect.
Yes. She had a small part on Game of Thrones, but she's also the lead character in Killjoys, which is a sci-fi
series
about space bounty hunters.
Anything else? Because I could have sworn I've seen her in something else.
Dreams?
Nah.
No.
I didn't recognize her from Bad... Blah, 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 from Badlands either until he pointed it out.
Not Badlands. Killjoys. Dumbass.
I always get those two backwards.
I'm sorry. I had to dumbass in there.
Beep yourself.
She has a look. She does have a kind of the Valkyrie mulatto look, or
smoking
or like Lisa Bonet's daughter, who's done some X-Men movies. I don't know. My opinion.
Oh yes, I can't think of her name.
Something Bonet.
You know, I'd be mad at you, except for that's all I got out of that too. Her name is Hannah John Kamen.
Or Kamen,
is the ghost. So this is the ghost. According to what
Christmas
was reading,
past?
That is like the ghost that Iron Man fought.
Like I didn't know
the
whole
Roxxon. Well, the ghost wasn't like an actual ghost. It was like
a
company,
it's a title.
Roxxon, that developed like this suit that helped change energy and stuff. But the ghost was a guy. But now the ghost is a chick and a pretty hot one, I thought.
I don't know. She wears a mask
like
a lot.
Roxxon keeps coming up in a lot of different...
Yeah, well, Roxxon is the... So here's my thing on that, right? You guys love my...
This is the Phil show starring...
This is the Phil show starring Phil. Co-starring Phil. Roxxon was in the Daredevil comics as one of the companies Kingpin owned.
Okay.
And it's also a big player in the Cloak and Dagger series that's on Freeform right now.
Are they all the same universe?
They are all the same universe. So can Cloak not all the same production value.
Ah, so you're going there. But I'm saying, well, Cloak and Dagger, like, oh, hey, look, it's Luke and
technically they could.
Netflix works.
But they're in New York too, right? Or are they?
No,
are.
Or
are they like South
they're
Carolina?
New Orleans.
Nolens. Oh, okay.
Nolens.
Okay.
God.
Yeah, so... While you're doing that, Phil, like I said last week, I didn't think much of Cloak and Dagger. I felt like I wasn't in the demographic. But Phil's watched a couple episodes of it now, and he has to say...
I don't hate the show, right? I don't hate the show.
Is that the ghost?
That's the ghost.
Phil's putting up pictures, and her stock just...
And if you're on our Facebook Live, you can see that.
Yeah, she is totally could haunt me any day.
She purdy.
She is very pretty. Like, when I first saw her on Killjoys, I was like, good googly muggly. I was like, whoo-wee. Mm. I probably said a couple other things.
I don't think white's her color, though. Look at these other pictures. Yeah, white doesn't do her justice, especially the mask. Little red dots.
It's not bad.
I'm kind of scared, actually.
What are you, red? Oh, this one?
No,
it's like three red dots.
Yeah, yeah, where she's like all blushed out. She's got a nice...
Not even blush, it's a mask, no?
It's a mask.
It's a mask. Yeah, you're right.
Blushed out.
But whatever.
Do you know what human beings look like?
No, I actually don't spend any time with
an elongated head with three or four red eyes.
I thought you were going to go somewhere else with a three or four.
Yeah, but
because
don't know.
Space Force.
I'm totally joining that. Anyways, she's pretty smoking hot.
She's pretty.
And what was I saying? So anyways, yes.
Phil forgot because she's so pretty.
Yeah, I
got Cloak and Blood Dagger. Went elsewhere. Something about Cloak and Dagger.
Cloak and Dagger. So Cloak and Dagger. It's the same Roxxon all across the board. I don't know what that means.
I'm not sure if anyone really cares.
Wow, thank you.
Yeah.
You know, next time you're in like the Black Panther 2 or something, you'll be like, hey guys, did you see that? I'm gonna be like, just play a couple of I'm not sure anybody really cares.
I think that's a different caliber of conversation.
I don't think anyone really noticed.
Oh, I did. A lot of people noticed because I pointed it out. Like, she looks way hotter there than she does dressed as a ghost.
So are we gonna spend the whole show looking at pictures?
We could. We could.
I'm not saying I do that at home, but
wow. So anyways, Cloak and Dagger. We were talking Cloak and Dagger. I kind of don't hate Cloak and Dagger like Warren does.
You know, I didn't hate it. It's just not for me.
I don't mind the role reversal of the girl being the thug and the guy being...
What, he's cutesy princess?
Yeah, he's kind of cutesy princess. Goody two-shoes.
That's... I'm a purist, though. They don't stick to the comic book versions, which made them popular.
I was not invested in Cloak and Dagger enough to really be annoyed by that. Here's what I will say about Cloak and Dagger. I think it could be a lot better based on the fact that I'm 4 episodes in and they're still developing history and plot lines.
Oh, they're not all super decked out. Sort of like Daredevil. He didn't like go red suit till like season 2 or something.
Yeah, like, but this just seems like it's just drag. They've shown me now the same 4 or 5
flashbacks
like twice an episode now. You know, and it's like
flashbacks are cheats.
Yeah, it's flashbacks are like I don't have the talent to write anything better.
Oh man, laying it down.
Just throwing it.
So is she throwing like the light spears yet? Or
she threw her first one. Okay. In the episode, I think 4.
Damn. And correct me, didn't he have like a monster living inside him?
Well, they haven't revealed that. Yeah, okay. He had some kind of like ghost thing.
No, it was like a monster that.
Yeah.
Some kind of beast demon.
Like a demon thing where he gets like black misty kind of things and transports.
Well, I mean, he can teleport, but he had like that was one of the things when he engulfed somebody inside him, they'd have to deal with the.
Yeah, so he's only to the teleporting.
Mm.
And it's like he has no control. They have no control. They haven't figured it out. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's dragging. Like, push it along.
Prodding.
Push it along. Let's go a little faster. We can talk...
like this show.
Wow, that's kind of wrong.
I guess you could talk about what you found out about the Star Wars and the problem with the spinoffs today.
Oh, with the Kennedy situation. They're
President either, Kennedy?
Not the JFK, but the one. What is she president? Is that her title? Over at Lucasfilms or Disney in general?
She might be.
Anyway, but yeah, they're
one I say that's got to go.
There's rumors and talks, but for sure it looks like they're because of Solo, wonderful film, in my opinion. They're putting on high
so pause. Low attendance that it's killed the other
all
movies.
The other spinoffs, the side films not directly involved in any of the trilogies, current or the next one coming up on deck, whether it's Kenobi, Boba Fett, or Yoda, looks like they are all suspended on them at the moment because people didn't appreciate Solo as they should have
because of Stunklo. Suck low? What do you want to call that?
Underappreciated.
Underappreciated low?
While it still did gangbusters at the theater, it did not do Star Wars caliber. Yeah,
it might have done gangbusters, but when you left, you felt like you were gang.
You see, that's not where we should go. We're marvelous ones. We don't go in the trenches like that, Phil.
All right, I'm sorry, but it was not.
I'm kidding. Yeah, we do.
Yeah, I practically live there. I was like, damn, I'm moving.
The casting was horrible.
Lando was like probably the best casting ever.
You brought up who I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
strong rumors that Lando Calrissian.
Lando Dose.
Billy Dee Williams.
Episode 9,
he's going to be there or be square. He's gonna
That's
drink
a good
his
thing.
Colt 45.
Can be.
He's coming to the funeral.
Ringo. As long as it's not like a little glossy golden cameo. If he has a solid, juicy role, then it needs to be money. That. Yeah.
If he's just showing up for the funeral and the, you know.
There's a funeral?
Well.
There's no funeral for Han.
Oh, Bingo Long from and the Traveling All-Stars there.
Well, you could have that was a deep pull.
Google it, people. Google it.
You could have a, you know, they could have some kind of memorial for Luke and Leia and.
Leia's not dead yet.
Well, they're going to do something between
not quite yet dead. Yeah, they need to have like a bring out your dead.
Did I mention that earlier episode? The existential moment I had thought theory where not theory, but the fact that the two characters out of the three are actually alive in real life, but the one who's still alive in the movie is passed on in real life.
You did not do that. That's kind of deep.
Yeah, I thought it was a deep pull.
That's very
deep. Little cosmic metaphysical. You put that thing in my face. I can't talk good no more. I talk West Virginia.
Ooh, dang old cousin looking cute right now.
So he zooms in on me.
Yeah, because he was.
Hey, my good punch side. I don't have that side.
Punch him. There you go. Lando Calrissian.
Calrissian.
I like that. Calrissian.
I think it's a great idea. Hopefully, like Fernando said, they do something with it.
Some juice to the character, not just like, hey, he drinks some Colt 45.
Oh, if he does that, I'm doing fist bumps and leaving.
Give me my Millennium Falcon back.
That will be the, hey, so you got my Millennium Falcon.
Falcon all.
You know, he kind of still looks like he did back then. Yeah, you know, a little more gray, a little chubby. I don't know.
Billy
close
D.
enough for, you know, because... You know, Leia didn't quite look like what you was expecting.
Luke totally didn't.
Luke didn't look like it.
The only one that kind of did was Han. Chewie, right? I mean, Chewie looked.
That's a different Chewie. Totally different actor.
Yeah, he looked like he shrank.
He did, yeah. By like 2 inches.
Like four, I think.
Well, it was in cold water, so you can't blame him. Hey.
They filmed on an ice planet. Bada-bang. So I'm excited about Billy Dee returning.
How excited are you, Phil?
Not cold water excited.
The little bump on the table excited.
No, definitely not. I just think that's cool. It's like, all right, bring back the old cast.
This what was the guy? Who? Chris Farley. You reminded me of that. The interviews he'd have with that comment. Like, remember that time when you did the thing when you joked? Yeah,
like, yeah. Oh,
that was cool. It's like, so Lando's coming back, yeah, and he comes back, and it's gonna be.
I have no idea what his role's gonna.
It's gonna be cool. Huh?
I bet you it's Lando.
I bet you too.
No, I meant like what role Lando's gonna play.
He's gonna
if
play
he comes
Lando.
Back at Boba Fett, right?
He's gonna be Leia.
The new Darth Leia Vader.
Darth Leia Vader.
Leia's second husband?
Well, you never know.
Did you know? Well, I'm a
Lando. Hey, Lando messed with a robot, so it's everything's on the table for him.
Everything's on the table. Yeah. I'd like to get.
Where are you going? Where are you going?
I'm going to stop right there. I'm
going to
stop.
Chicken.
I wonder what Billy Dee's feelings about that actually are. The way that he changed his character
with his career, and it's been brilliant, is like, I got a job. I'm going to get paid.
He meant about banging a robot back in the early days.
Oh, I thought you meant about getting the role in the next Star Wars. That'd be awesome as an actor.
The role in the next Star Wars is golden.
Yeah, because, you know, he's in his elder years now, so a job like this.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
But the way his character morphed.
Oh, what do you mean if there's any kind of, like, arc to his character from last time we've seen him? Like,
no, like, I think what Warren's trying to say, I'll try and put this in American.
Interpret it.
I'm going to interpret it.
The way from West Virginia to
the
American.
The way Lando's character was portrayed in Solo.
He wants to know if Lando's going to be pissed off that the King Daddy of Smooth in the 80s is portrayed now as somebody who banged a robot.
Well, they didn't actually. They might have hooked up. I don't think they actually...
They might have hooked up. Hooking up is
hey, you know what? That was a long time ago.
Right.
In a galaxy far, far away.
That was a long time ago.
You know what they say? What happens in a galaxy far, far away stays in a galaxy far, far away.
Well, I mean, I thought you were going a little deeper.
No,
sorry,
Warren,
forgive me.
Warren.
Sorry. Didn't mean to give you credit.
That's Warren.
I thought, like, you know, how people were ticked off that Luke went from this celestial, super positive, you know, character being to, you know, almost killing off his nephew with the lightsaber. People really were ticked off that he wasn't this golden warrior where there's, you know, he was human and there was an arc to his character. I thought you were going with Lando now that he's, you know, General Calrissian, 70 years old. is he not the smooth operator any longer?
No, or, that's not where he was going. He was going, is he going to be mad that they portrayed him as somebody who was on the robot?
Yeah, his character is being impugned.
Nah, I don't think that was, young Lando.
You know, and it's also in space, right? I mean, it's really easy to judge relationships with things that aren't human when you're on Earth. But, you know, you're out in space.
Well, you know how to settle these problems. You know who's going to do it.
Moss?
Space Force.
Space Force!
Space Force!
Space Force!
Well, we're really going to need Space Force because the Terminator 6 is coming out.
And that, on my Facebook page for NovaCon, that blew up. That was like 10,000 people looked at that picture I put up of the first licks of Linda Hamilton coming back in full gear.
And she looked good.
She looked, don't get me wrong.
75,
she's 61.
61.
But she had like full white hair and, you know, for that age. But then they put in contrast to like Terminator 2, the picture they had up. I mean, if you guys remember Terminator 2, she was, when fitness was still, it was getting its footing, but she was fit.
Yes.
I mean, she was doing her pull-ups in the jail.
Fit. She still looks fit.
And she's a twin. Did you know that? Did you guys know that?
I wish I was a twin.
I mean, seriously, like Arnold.
I did not know
that. No, I did not.
Arnold, like, her sister came. I could be making a fool of myself, but I could have sworn I read a
That's what we do
article. So, par for course. But no, her sister came to visit on set, and Arnold didn't know. He saw her sister from behind and gave her, like, a giant bear hug from behind, but in... And her sister's like freaking out because, like, I don't know you, strange German Austrian guy.
Doesn't know who Schwarzenegger is.
Well, you know, personally, yeah, I know we know
my
Schwarzenegger.
Twin sister starred in like 4 movies with him. I don't know who he is.
You know what I mean, man?
No.
You know what that means? There's going to be a new hashtag Me Too. Pound Me Too from Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Pound Me Too.
Hopefully that was a request not to come in.
But that movie is supposed to come out next November 2019. So
that soon, okay.
Have we passed Terminator?
Is James Cameron coming back for that to direct, or did he write it?
I don't know.
I don't know if I've
because
seen who's
he's,
the director.
He's Mr. We're going to have Avatar 29, 8, and 4 in the next 56 years.
Yeah, he's got a lot on his plate that he's not accomplishing.
I could have sworn he attached himself
like,
in some way.
It's like all the movies he's attached himself in the past are vegetables, and he's not eating them.
Okay, whoa.
That's deep.
I'm too visual. And cucumbers and asparagus.
Broccoli.
Show bringing down.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything if he's on that.
He's probably at least an executive producer. I'm sure he's getting his cut.
Well, he's always going to need his cut. Stan Lee still gets a cut for every whip and bamf out there, I think. But both of you guys are looking. I feel left out. You're looking
I was just looking to see if I could find who had a producer. But I don't see anything.
It's not doesn't list it here either.
Is James has he lost his touch or what? I mean, he's been concentrating on his avatars.
Yeah, are we ever going to see a second Avatar movie?
2026, 2050. By the time we see it, it may be like real.
I might not be here.
We may be on Avatar.
Space Force is going to get us there.
They're going to protect us
from the blue people.
Well, like, the girl ones are kind of cute. They for like lion cat looking blue people. They don't wear clothes.
Yeah. Look, I'm with you. I'm not saying I wouldn't.
I don't know if you're judging me. I was trying to read your face there.
No, I was just trying to make sure you were going as deep as I would.
Don't let him lie to you. Yes, we are.
We are Marvelous One men, so if it's a green alien, a blue alien. But having said that, on the Facebook messaging, Phil was not all too out of like alien with the acid stuff, moistures going on. You weren't scared when I put that picture up of aliens.
Oh, well, you know.
The alien queen. You didn't blink.
No, I didn't flinch.
So, you know, kudos to you. And, you know, I don't know if Space Force could save you from that.
Yeah, well, you know, if somebody has to dive in first.
Wow.
Space Force, it's our job. Look, you notice I said our job? I already, like, put myself on Space Force.
I'm just telling you, it's cool. So, poo-poo whoever politically, but that jacket's going to be awesome.
Oh my god!
That leather flight jacket, well, Space Force on the shoulder.
You saw the patch for this.
They have a patch.
Yeah, for the space shuttle door gunners.
Oh yeah, okay. But I'm talking about the straight up like the patch of Space Force. That's going to be money.
Yeah.
How awesome is that going
to
be?
I like everybody that joins Space Force is going to be rich because they're going to be able to sell their like patches and stuff.
Oh, eBay is going to go wild. Oh, all the ripoffs. China's going to make half the stuff anyway. So.
Yeah. Well, maybe not.
No, I mean, probably. Anything is not original will be a ripoff from China.
Well, that's
kind of the definition of
from China. I love that.
Anything that's
not original.
Did you ever see that movie Snow Dogs? James Coburn goes in it. My daddy always told me anybody who didn't tell the truth's a liar. Yeah.
That's what you call country logic.
That is country logic right there. Dang old. Mountains of West Virginia and the mountains of Alaska is kind of the same mountain.
I know what you drive, by the way. And I'm good with explosives.
You know, he gets all threatened when we call him on his stuff. But he's
Look at my shirt, and you should know that I am capable.
I'm just looking at your chest. those are quite a set you got. Oh, don't do the nipples. Don't do that.
Don't do that. Stop. Too far.
I'm not doing anything.
Okay, you win. You win.
You listeners out there, I just didn't do a thing. They just, you know, y'all shut up.
Then we can't do a show.
That's actually true.
I'll take it from here. And that completes the ninth episode.
No. We still have this many more minutes.
One, two. How many fingers you got, Warren?
All right, we'll go to this many to make it easier on you, dumbass.
There's two more than you usually have.
Two more than I usually show you guys. All right,
next. What's next? Luke Cage, is that the next one?
Well, we could start a little bit about Luke Cage.
I saw two episodes of season two. I never saw the Defenders.
The soundtrack. The blues singers they get in.
Oh, that was a different move.
You like that, right? Like the one guy. I took vision. I don't know if I'm going to spoil a little bit, one singer is Gary Clark Jr., who's a hell of a blues singer, and then they also have the guy known as Kingfish, who's a big time blues guy.
Right on.
So I mean, that was the only spoiler. I don't know if you've seen Kingfish. He's the big fatter guy.
No, I haven't seen him yet. But no, okay. The blues. It's nicely integrated.
I like the club.
I gotta say, the first one was like total Warren. I mean, sorry, it was total meh. The first episode was like, and it wasn't like I missed it because I haven't seen season one. I'm sure there are references, but it was like, moving along.
The first one kind of dragged, and I was like, oh.
But then the second one, okay, you've got like Luke Cage light with the other Jamaican dude who talk all like this, man.
Yeah, man.
So, but then you had to take the bullets out. It wasn't just, here, I got an issue.
Well,
I got issue.
Okay.
All right.
I'll get you a tissue. My Power Man Luke Cage issue. Because his big pitch is what? What's his tagline?
Sweet Christmas.
No, that ain't it.
It is.
No, his tagline is a superhero. What's his, like, you know, Superman's fastest
speed. Hero.
No, well, that's more of a title. His little pitch tag. The unbreakable skin.
Oh, yeah.
I always have a problem with that because, okay, so your skin can be broke, but what about the ribs and internal organs? They can still get... you're not Superman where it just bounces off.
I'm just going to shut up and say keep watching.
Okay, well, they're going to explain it?
Lucy? Just keep watching. I ain't saying nothing.
Hmm?
You heard me.
No, you're saying something by saying nothing, though.
Yeah, well, I know what you're saying there.
I noticed another thing.
My issue has been, I think the story is moving... I've watched three episodes. Is moving much too slow.
Okay.
And they're overplaying the Jamaican accents. We still have to understand what they're saying.
You've never been to Jamaica then?
No.
Okay.
I've been.
You cannot understand them.
I know that's true.
It's almost like British. There's the Cockney.
It's its own language.
I understand real life. That's the case. But this is not real life. It's a TV show in which your audience has to follow
he's
along.
He's got a good point.
Whitewashing.
Well, got a good point. Nobody in the Defenders talked like they were from the parts of New York City.
They represented. Right.
Can I put in like some insider stuff? I won't throw those shows under the bus, but they're, you know, obviously I'm cast when I do background extra stuff as an Asian guy because they need Asian people, whatever.
And you literally are Asian.
Yeah, it's not all acting.
Yeah.
So anyway, the guys who do, like the actors who do have lines and so on and so forth, when they're supposed to be from China, Japan, whatever, they are asked by the directors and producers to bring down the accent and sound more American.
Yeah, well, it's a thing. People have to understand you.
So... people,
I didn't even say.
Yeah, I know that's you speak good there, buddy.
When I've had to back up at least two times to try to understand what they're saying, so because it's obviously a key point for moving forward, so I back up to re-listen or rehear, and then move forward again.
More
so
English.
You should probably hit the closed caption button.
I probably should.
Yeah, man.
Because you're deaf to begin with.
No, that is true.
that is true.
I've been around way too many guns, explosions, helicopters, jets. I do have significant.
No, I know. You should.
I noticed something else on Luke Cage.
Yeah.
There, I don't know if you caught this. There are a lot of black people on that show.
Yeah, well, it happened in Harlem.
Okay, I was like, you know, just there's a lot of, you know.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, you know.
But Luke Cage of Harlem.
Oh, is that the sort of thing, same thing with Wakanda? Is that what they're...
Yeah, right? Like, even, you know the difference between Wakanda and Harlem?
To be honest with you, I was just trying to... I was trying to take Warren's title as Mr. Obvious or Captain Obvious. Oh,
I thought you were trying to be racist. Anyways, this has been the Marvelous Ones here on wherever we are, NTN and a bunch of other places. That's it. Bye-bye. Ciao.
Ciao.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Yeah, I'm on.